Hamas's political chief Khaled Meshaal says people in the Gaza Strip regard resistance as the only way to counter the Zionist enemy. Meshaal said Palestinians would not consider a ceasefire unless Israelis agree to their demands. He also slammed the UN and the West for their silence on the Israeli atrocities. At least one Palestinian is killed after an Israeli missile hit a group of civilians near a hospital in the Gaza Strip. Around a dozen people, including children, were also injured there. The overall Palestinian death toll since July the 8th now stands at over 2,120. Clashes erupt between Israeli forces and Palestinian youth in the West Bank city of Ramallah. After the Israeli army stormed the area, several Palestinians have been arrested. The West Bank has been the scene of protests and clashes since the beginning of Israel's onslaught on Gaza in early July. Syrian government forces have evacuated a military base in the northern Raqqa province following fierce clashes with ISIL Takfiri terrorists. Nearly 170 Syrian soldiers guarding the Tabra base were killed in the fighting. The military says it will continue the strikes on the terrorists there. A Saudi court has once again postponed the trial of jailed Shia cleric Nimr al-Nimr due to the failure of officers in the case to attend the session. Sheikh Nimr has been charged with sedition and has been sentenced to death. On Friday, protesters took to the streets calling for his release. An earthquake measuring 6.9 on the Richter scale has rocked southern Peru. The major quake struck the area at a depth of 36 miles northeast of the town of Piquillo. There are no immediate reports of damage or injury. Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo say two people have died from Ebola in the country's northwest. They are the first reported Ebola cases outside West Africa since the outbreak began there. So far, over 1,400 people have died from the viral infection.